Just 5 years ago, Nancy Allinger and Dwayne Bash built a home heated and powered by the sun. It was a lot of work. They had to get it designed. They had to find a builder who'd tackle it. They searched high and low to find equipment that would let them achieve the vision they had of generating their own electricity. And they had to deal with skeptics who said solar power wouldn't work in the Great Lakes snowbelt.
My mother, the first year we moved in the house, was calling me every morning to ask me if I was warm. And I go, yes, Mom, we're warm.
Today, Nancy Allinger's friends and neighbors are no longer skeptical about the house, which gets its electricity from photovoltaic panels on the roof and from a windmill. And something else has changed. If Allinger and Bash were to build their solar house today, they could buy the solar electric system off the shelf. The solar power industry is still small, but in the last 5 years, household solar electric systems have gone from something cobbled together by experimenters to something you buy from a dealer. And there are options that didn't exist 5 years ago. Dr. Gay Knuff is president of the New York Solar Industry Association.
Most of the solar homes have been standalone systems, but that is rapidly changing. In California, there are entire housing developments that are putting in solar electric systems, doing net metering. The numbers are starting to really grow now.
When Nancy Allinger and Dwayne Bash built their house in Mendon, New York, standalone solar energy systems were state-of-the-art. They use solar or windmill power to charge a number of car batteries, usually housed in the basement or the garage. The batteries store power for night and for cloudy days, and a device called an inverter turns the 12-volt DC battery current into standard house current. The latest household solar technology is net metering. It goes a step farther by making the homeowner a partner in the energy grid. With a net metering system, you buy power from the utility company at night and on cloudy days. But when the sun is bright, your electric meter runs backwards as you feed current back to the power company. Bill Levine of Avon, New York, installs standalone electric systems. Today, he's gearing up to sell net metering equipment.
Well, net metering really means that you can sell the electricity for the same cost that the utility company is charging you for the electricity.
Not all states in the Great Lakes region have net metering yet. Some of them still need to change state laws so that small-scale producers can sell back to the electric companies. Gay Knuff of the New York Solar Industry Association says this has the potential to make solar electric panels a common household accessory.
The reason why we are pushing the net metering systems is because they are essentially a no-maintenance kind of system. We put them up, they feed your house load. You don't have to have any special wiring. You don't have to worry about your load. And they just sit there and they work. You don't have to do anything to them. Those kinds of systems are taking us into the mainstream where we can get a lot of people using solar energy.
Most of today's solar electric users took up the idea because they're environmentalists. But solar equipment dealers are beginning to stress the cost savings of combining home solar electric with home energy conservation. They say for the cost of a new small car, you can outfit your home with either a standalone or a net metering solar electric system and essentially free yourself from monthly electric bills. Finding out about solar power can be as easy as checking solar energy systems in the Yellow Pages. On the Internet, the American Solar Energy Society has basic information and can help find a solar energy dealer in your area. Some states, like New York, offer tax credits and other incentives to buy solar generating equipment. Your state utilities commission should be able to tell you if any are available in your area and how to proceed. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bud Lowell.